What's going on, guys? Welcome in to today's Wise Investor segment. As you guys know, I was gone last week and I was out in Copper Mountain, Colorado with the founders of GoBundance, the mastermind that I've been a part of for 10 plus years. And it's littered with not only very high net worth and successful business owners and investors, but more importantly, just phenomenal men and human beings that have, you know, impacted and shaped the person that I've become over the course of the last decade. I met these guys when I was 25. I'm 35 now. I didn't have kids yet. Marie and I hadn't even been married yet. And, you know, my business was at a completely different space. My net worth was at a completely different space. My mindset was at a completely different space. And I have had so many amazing experiences, from international trips to Oktoberfest in Germany, Machu Picchu in Peru, Vietnam, Austria, all kinds of awesome mastermind events across the US, Canada, Mexico with these individuals. And anytime I get a chance to be around them, I know that something magical is going to happen. I'm going to transform in some way, shape, or form. I'm going to elevate and become a better human being. And when you can find a group like that, and you know that's the result by being in proximity to them, it's a pretty special thing. And I have been so busy over the course of the last, you know, few years with the hotel company and just raising young kids and being present with my family and my business. And so I haven't been able to go on as many of these trips. And my buddy Mike hit me up and he was having a birthday party. He was inviting, you know, a bunch of mutual friends and leaders and owners of GoBundance, him being one of them. There was about 20 of us. And so I couldn't pass up that opportunity. And my wife knows that when I go to these things with these individuals, she has seen over time who I have transformed into, and knows that when I get in proximity to these conversations, to these individuals and these environments, not only does it lift me up and fill my cup, but she knows that I'm bringing back a better version of myself to our marriage, as a parent, in my business. And that is something that she has gotten behind and been so supportive of. And she goes, have fun. When most wives and people say you shouldn't be going on boys' trips and they make you feel guilty and they don't support you, you know, going into those environments with those people, doing those activities, they really limit and hinder that individual, their partner, who has such an amazing opportunity, from having some of those breakthroughs. And my wife is the complete opposite. And while we were out there masterminding and, you know, having some of the conversations that we were having, there was one gentleman who was going through a divorce. And he was reflecting as guys are peppering him with questions. And mind you, you know, this, the average net worth of the guys in this house were probably 40 to 50 million bucks. Some were, you know, much, much higher and pulling that average up. You know, some I would say on the lowest were in the $10 million range. And it was one of those things where everybody had amassed great success. These are guys that, you know, we all know each other. So there's this level of trust and transparency and vulnerability, which really gives you the opportunity to go deep. There's something special about a brotherhood when you guys can, you know, connect on that kind of level and call each other up to higher versions of yourself, that you can help each other work through business problems, marriage problems, parenting problems, that you can, you know, hold each other's feet to the fire around accountability with health and business, whatever it may be.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process. And in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/Mindcast. That's linkedin.com/Mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/Mindcast and get started. And we got on this topic around partnerships. And when I say partnerships, you know, a girlfriend, a wife, and, you know, it got me thinking as we were working through a pretty heavy conversation, one guy going through a pretty ugly divorce, and a lot of the lessons, a lot of the learning, a lot of the feedback, a lot of the things that he was sharing and advice and, you know, things other individuals were sharing, it got me thinking about how important, how critical your success and wealth building and financial freedom and lifestyle depends on who you decide to partner with in life. I know for a lot of people, they choose a partner in life based on the romance, the sexiness, how beautiful that person is, their looks, what's on the outside. But it also reminded me how important it is to remember that when you choose a partner in life to share your life with, to share your wealth with, to share your experiences and your, you know, mind and your heart with, that has such a critical, it becomes such a critical decision that most people overlook. So for those that are thinking about spending their life with an individual or somebody that already is with an individual or somebody that's single and maybe thinking about what they want in an individual going forward, it just reminded me that you're not just choosing, you know, a partner based on the romance and the sexiness and how they look. You're choosing a significant other as someone who can be a confidant, someone who can be a counselor, someone who can be a career advisor, someone who can be a therapist, someone who can be a co-investor with you, somebody that can be a teacher, somebody that can be a travel buddy, a best friend, a biz partner. The list goes on and on and on. And when you think about all of these key and core topics, it is so critical not only to your individual happiness and fulfillment when you get to find that right person who is aligned in all of those areas, but it also can be a massive deterrent and be destructive when you pick the wrong one. And as I was thinking about my wife, shout out to Marie, I feel so lucky and fortunate to have not only that best friend, not only that person who loves to enjoy traveling with me, but also is open and encouraging of me traveling, that is a therapist for me when I'm going through, you know, some stress and some challenges, that helps give me advice, even though she's not in my business day to day, that helps me identify some of the next career paths and steps that I want to take, that can be a counselor for not only me, but our kids and our family, that is somebody that I can trust and is that confidant that I know is the black hole. If I say something, it ends there and they will save and secure that trust forever. And how critical that is as a man or a woman, right? Picking the right partner when you have the right person by your side, and how it ties into unlocking the most rich, and fulfilling life you can possibly imagine. Because I know a lot of people who have a shitload of money, and they are ultimately very unhappy. And when I look at their marriages, it showcases how big of a misalignment there is in the fact that money just can't solve that relationship. And so when you think about your own life, and whether you have a partner right now and you're married or dating somebody or not, it is so critical to be aware of how that partner and individual plays a role in your ability to go and unlock more wealth, to go and take your lifestyle and your freedom and your time control and your happiness to the next level. Now, of course, I would say happiness is an inside job, and I would agree with that. It starts with you. But to act like your partner can't be an accelerant or a deterrent to any of the other areas and categories of life that you guys are sharing in together, you'd be lying to yourself. Because I know people who have been together for 20, 30, 40, 50 years and have had total alignment on all of those categories, and they have amassed some insane success and wealth together, not because that partner was the one going out and doing it all, but because that partner was unconditionally supportive. They listened. They didn't want to hold that individual back. They were their biggest cheerleader. They covered the areas of the house or in the business that the other individual you couldn't carry just by yourself. And to create and share something together in life where there's alignment, it can unlock so much richness, so much fulfillment. And then at the same time, I know so many people that are capable and they desire and they want to have more success, more freedom, stronger finances. But because they have a toxic partner or maybe a jealous partner that doesn't want them to go on trips or to travel without them or to go do events, or maybe they have a lazy partner that doesn't want to grow and doesn't see or understand why you're investing in yourself and doing all of these things, that makes you feel bad for wanting to do these things or chasing those goals, chasing those dreams. Maybe they're just completely uninterested altogether. They are holding you back. There's a couple people in my life that I know are destined for so much more, and they allow their partner's toxicity, jealousy, laziness, doubts, fears, whatever it may be, become their own. And if you didn't have that in your life, or they didn't have that in their life, what would they be doing? What risks would they be taking? What personal development would they be pursuing? What relationships and connections would they be making? What skills or experiences would they be creating and enjoying? There's something to be said about your partner and who you decide. If you're going to decide that you want to have a relationship in life and you want to build a life together with somebody, how successful, how big, how bright, how fulfilled that vision, that life can become, is going to be heavily reliant on your partner. And it just reminds me how critical choosing wisely in this category is, and the difference it can make between being a millionaire, having a life of financial freedom, having a healthy, sexy, fun, fulfilling, aligned relationship can be for somebody, and also how lonely life can be if you're somebody that wants to go and pursue all of those things and your partner doesn't. That disconnect and that discouragement and that dissatisfaction that will be there and be present and ultimately hold you back or hinder you from living and unlocking what it is that I think all human beings want out of life, which is to have abundant amounts of resources, options, freedom, flexibility, control over your time, rich and fulfilling relationships, whatever it may be, a big part of that starts with you picking the right person if you're going to invest in that individual and build a life together with them. And ultimately, you know, addressing issues within a bad partnership requires courage. It requires communication. It requires a willingness to prioritize personal and financial well-being, whether through, you know, you taking the proactive steps to go in and have some of these conversations and work through some of this stuff and see if your partner is willing to meet you where you're at and to work on some of these things. Because nobody's going to be perfectly aligned from day one, right? Marie and I have had multiple evolutions of what I need and what she needs and us stepping up for each other and sharing in this common vision, though, of what dreams and goals and life we want to work towards. Are we aligned there? And at the same time, in the beginning, I had to set boundaries. I told her, I said, there's a few things before you and I go deeper into this relationship I need to make sure we're aligned on. Number one is I am never going to be with somebody that stops me from wanting to pursue my goals and dreams. She said, nope, not me.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desks, creators of the best office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. Visit UpliftDesk.com/Mindcast for 5% off your order. And if you sit all day while you work and you've never tried a desk that can transition between sitting and standing, this is a complete game changer for you. My standing desk is by Uplift Desk. It's what I use every day to record the show, to do my office work. And I gotta say, the transition from sitting all day to standing while I work at various times throughout the day has really made a noticeable difference. When I'm standing, I notice that my energy is up. I'm way more focused and productive. I'm an alert, and I even have a little standing treadmill under my desk now, which allows me to get some extra steps in while plugging away on calls and work. It keeps the blood flowing throughout the day, which we all know can reduce all types of inflammation, different health risks, repetitive strain. And I noticed that my posture has drastically improved since switching to Uplift Desk as well, because I'm not hunched over a computer all day. And while there's a lot of options out there, the reason I chose Uplift Desk is because of the quality. It doesn't wobble, it's completely stable, it's built to last. And you can tell based on the materials that they use, and they are customizable too. Uplift Desk lets you build your custom dream desk by choosing from over 100 desktop choices and hundreds of accessories, so you can build the perfect workspace for yourself using their fun to use desk configurator. Now, once you have your desk designed and ordered, they ship the same day. You get free shipping. They do free returns with free return shipping. And the best part is they have an industry leading 15-year warranty that covers the complete desk, which to me was a big deal. And it shows that they stand behind their product. Now, to get yours, go to UpliftDesk.com/Mindcast for 5% off your order. That's UpliftDesk.com/Mindcast to get 5% off your entire order. Number two, I am somebody that always wants to travel and go and have epic experiences and get the most out of life. Nope, I'm never going to stop you from doing that. And number three is I want somebody that I know is going to support me, is going to love me for who I am, love my family, and is going to allow me to be the most authentic and best version of myself. And she said, well, that's why I'm with you. And as time went on, right, and we experienced, and she was with me from the very beginning when I've had nothing, but as time went on, right, you start to explore and, you know, evolve and you, you know, learn things about yourself and the other person and core topics about life and the seasons that you're in and where you're at, and having that communication and finding that alignment and setting those boundaries is such a critical and important thing. And it's a consistent conversation that has to keep happening. But I just wanted to bring that up for so many of you that I know are single and you're thinking about building an empire, and maybe you're not ready to prioritize a relationship, something to think about there. If you're somebody that is in a relationship with somebody or married to somebody and you feel some misalignment, or some of these things are, you know, triggering some not so positive emotions, to think about how you can evaluate that relationship, how you can maybe reset some boundaries, how you guys can find common ground to share personal growth and experience, you know, elevating one another and challenging one another. The last thing you want to do is obviously to, you know, think about exiting a relationship unless it really is that toxic. It is that irreparable. But that being said, to also think about how when you can find alignment with your life partner, how 1 + 1 can equal 10 instead of 2, that's how you know you have found the right individual to build and grow an empire with. To be able to love on one individual and pour into that individual and know that they're going to do the same to you, whether you guys are different or the same or share commonalities or not. My wife and I are very different, but we've learned to love each other for those differences, to lean in and support each other in the way that each individual needs, and to have that unconditional support and love when you're going out and trying to get the most out of life. It is one of the best and most amazing feelings you could possibly imagine and hope for. And to think about my journey over the times that I questioned whether I should keep going. I mean, that first year in real estate, I literally thought about quitting and getting a job 6 times. And guess who talked me out of that? Not me. It was actually my wife. To think about all the times I've been to GoBundance events and mastermind events and thrown my own masterminds and gone and done these epic trips and experiences instead of telling me that I shouldn't do them, and how could you travel and have these experiences without me? She was cheering me on and asking me what I learned and how that can make our lives better when I got back. She was the one when I was going through stressful times on investments or, you know, having those sleepless nights. She was that confidant. She was that counselor. She was that therapist, right? When I was making big investments, she was trusting in my decisions and willing to take those risks because she unconditionally supported me. When we go and travel and experience life together to share in those memories, it's one of the most amazing things ever that lifts my cup up. To have a best friend, to have a business partner, to have that individual in life be aligned with you, it can be the most infinite and priceless ROI you ever receive in life. And it's not always going to be showing up in the bank account, but at the same time, you get the right person, it will. And if you get the wrong person, it also will. And so to think about how picking the right partner is such a critical thing for achieving success, not just in business, not just in your career, not just in your bank account, but in all of the other facets of life, that can be a priceless decision, or that can be a very, very, very hurtful and harming decision if you don't select the right individual.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. 50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
So just some thoughts there for all my wise investors out there who've got the right people by their side. I know you can resonate with this. For those of you that might be going, maybe I don't have the right person. Maybe it's time to have some conversations, to reevaluate your relationship, to maybe try and set some boundaries and recalibrate some things that are really, really important to you and make sure that you guys are aligned on that. Or if you're somebody that is single and you're looking for that right partner to make sure you feel comfortable and confident and aligned on all of those things that we just talked about, because at the end of the day, that can make the difference between not only being a millionaire or a 100 millionaire or a billionaire, but it could also mean the difference between being somebody that feels so rich and fulfilled in life when it has nothing to do with money because you picked the right partner and they're rocking with you in life. So hopefully that was insightful and got you thinking a little bit. And at the end of the day, choosing an incompatible or unsupportive life partner, it really can lead to financial stress. It really can lead to conflicts. It really can hinder your wealth building efforts, your career, your ability to go out and unlock and achieve the best results for yourself that you know you're capable of if that's somebody that you're pursuing. And at the same time, if you get the right person behind you, that individual can be such an accelerant. They can be the gasoline to your wildfire of going out and pursuing your biggest and wildest dreams and be the actual catalyst, not you, but them, for going out and getting it. Hopefully you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you do, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, share it with a friend, a family member. All I ask is that you guys leave a review, and don't forget to check out all the great stuff that we got for you guys at wiseinvestorcollective.com, millionairemindcast.com, all the great tools and resources to help you on your wealth building journey. With that being said, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers.